Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Thanks again to Pottawatomie County Commissioner Pat Waxelman, County Manager Robert Reese, and Health Department Director Lisa Kinworthy for coming in for the first half hour. But right now in studio, I have Fort Riley Garrison Commander Colonel John Lawrence. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Brady.
Welcome. Great to have you in.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Well, I understand that you have... It's not too big of a secret right now, because I think you were at Riley County Commission maybe last week or the week before and had Colonel Schrader with you and talking about some changes coming for Fort Riley, for the Garrison Command, and for yourself.
That's correct. What I've done is, as I begin to transition out of the command, I brought Colonel Schrader around and wanted him to meet a lot of the local officials because we have a lot of partnerships with these people, and bottom line is relationships matter, and that's why I wanted to start that as early as possible. But I will be changing command on the 13th of July, and while I'm looking forward to that, I'm also not looking forward to that.
Because it's also it's a big day in a lot of different ways.
It is. As I change command, I will also conduct a retirement ceremony, and after serving 35 years in the military, it's a huge transition.
Obviously, when it comes to the change of command for at Fort Riley, that is the norm when you with folks in leadership spots, or it's the CG or a garrison command, and they never switch those at the same time. They always kind of go one after the other, I believe, is usually kind of the rotation on that to kind of keep some sort of familiarity on post.
That is correct. Usually we have a continuity built in. This year, however, the entire division command leadership has changed out, and I will also change out. The great thing with that is I have about 1,200 DA civilians that are the continuity for Fort Riley, and I couldn't be more prouder of them and what they will bring the division to help them assist in training and take them in to the next year.
Right, now, as far as change of command, that's something that's more or less out of your control. Again, that's part of the routine. But as far as making that decision to go ahead and retire, talk about how you came to that conclusion and to go ahead and make that decision.
Well, one, of course, I talked with my wife, and we've been traveling around the world. It started at Fort Riley, and as we came back to Fort Riley on this fourth tour, I basically decided there's no place better that I want to be than in this Flint Hills region. So as we started to talk about retirement, we wanted to stay in this area, and we knew we wanted to stay in this area, and it became a no-brainer to basically decide this is the final place.
Brady Bowman here with Fort Riley Garrison Commander Colonel John Lawrence. You want to remind folks that the phone lines are open if you have any questions or comments. 785-537-1350 is the number to call, and I'm sure your wife was supportive in this.
Very, very supportive in this. She grew up in Manhattan. I took her away about 25 years ago. I keep bringing her back just for a couple years, but this time we're finalizing our plans. So she's very happy. We've got a lot of family in the area, and we'll be happy to spend time with them.
Now, is this a decision as far as retirement that you've been wrestling with for a few years, or maybe just this year? How was the timeline on that for you?
This has probably been decided over the past year. As we've built relationships, partnerships, and friendships in this community, again, we couldn't find a better place to retire to. And we go back to the acronym of Fort Riley, where we are the best place to train, live, deploy from, return home to. Well, we're adding retirement into that. So, again, we've done all those things, and Manhattan, Junction City, the entire Flint Hills region has been so receptive to us. We wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
You know what? Let's go back to a little bit to the beginning. We're talking about towards retirement, but let's talk about earlier in your career, and it started here.
It did. I joined the Army when I was 18. My first duty station as a private was Fort Riley, Kansas. I served here for about 6 years, then went to Korea, came right back to Fort Riley, Kansas, where I met my wife. From that point, we stayed about 2 more years, and then we went to the officer candidate school, and I was commissioned and fought like heck to get back here every time ever since. So we've had the ability to be here 4 times, and so where it started is where it's going to end.
Would Private Lawrence be surprised by the career you've had?
Actually, very surprised. I had never imagined this for me, and what I will say is my wife is the supporting role behind that. She told me what I could be. She was supportive in it, and she pushed me to be the best I could be, and that's how I got to where I am today.
And how long have you been married?
25 years in July.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's coming. July's a big month for you.
It is. So we've got the change of command, like I said, the 13th. I've got a birthday for my wife on the 14th, and then our anniversary at the end of the month.
That's a huge, you might have one of the bigger Julys out of anybody in the region.
Oh, probably.
And going back to your career, like what's some of the things you remembered most, or if there's any just like one story or one tour or something that's really stuck out for you over these past 34, 35 years?
Wow, that is a hard question. Every place we've ever been has had a unique experience. Whether or not it's the people or the location or just the friendships we built. So you can't really define it in that manner, I don't think, because each one touched our hearts, our souls, and we felt very privileged to serve all across the world, from Kansas to Germany for over 10 years at 4 different locations. Now, there has been some places I've gone that definitely wouldn't want to go back, but those also bring up memories of camaraderie, teamwork, and mission accomplishment. But over the entire time period, it's communities like the Flint Hills that have been supportive, that have meant so much to us, and just what they've done for us throughout our entire career.
Do you remember like your first big learning moment in the Army? Or if there's any one experience or like just something like you messed up temporarily and like, oh, you know, you had some leadership be like, oh, you got to do it this way or something like that.
Oh, I've had that my entire life. you always make mistakes. The great thing is I've had mentors that have taken me to the next level. And with that mentorship, they've taught me. And my saying is, I never lose. I either win or I learn. And I've learned a lot. And that is a key about the military. You always have someone there because no one's perfect. So you have someone there that's going to pick you up, dust you off, and basically just put you on the right track again.
Sorry, 9:45. Time's flying
by.
We need more time with you. Let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll come back and talk more with Fort Riley Garrison Commander Colonel John Lawrence here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB.